USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says the U.S. and China came very close to reaching a trade agreement.
But they broke the deal.
So Trump telling a campaign rally in Florida last night he is still planning on raising tariffs against Chinese goods this week, unless the Chinese come to a deal by Friday. A top Chinese official is due in Washington today in an effort to make such a deal. The president also talking about the release of the Mueller report at that rally, telling the crowd,
2 years. Almost $40 million. After 2 years, nothing. No collusion.
Assistant FBI Director Michael McGarrity telling lawmakers yesterday about 850 people are being investigated by the FBI as possible domestic terrorists, saying there have been more arrests and deaths caused by domestic terrorists in the U.S. in recent years than international ones. And this is USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
At least one person dead as thunderstorms, hail, flooding, and tornadoes continue to impact Texas and Oklahoma and other parts of that region. A man killed yesterday when rising waters swept him away in Austin. Heavy rain that washed over the area earlier this week, still leaving flooded streets in Houston and Fort Worth as well. And that same fierce weather is expected to threaten the entire region today. It appears North Korea has conducted another weapons test. Activity hours ago, coming after the isolated communist state test-fired some rockets and at least one missile last week. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was on hand to oversee those launches. No word on whether he was present today. Both suspects of the deadly Colorado school shooting this week have made their first appearances in court. 18-year-old Devon Erickson and 16-year-old Alec McKinney not formally charged yet at yesterday's hearing. Though the DA says first-degree murder charges will be filed, and this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
The White House slapping new sanctions on Iran that focus on that country's metal sectors. In an executive order issued yesterday, the White House announced sanctions on the purchase of iron, steel, aluminum, and copper due to the growing tensions about nuclear power. The statement says the U.S., quote, will deny Iran all paths to both a nuclear weapon and intercontinental missiles, the move coming on the anniversary of President Trump's announcement that he was withdrawing the U.S. from the Iran nuclear deal. Denver will become the first city in the U.S. to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms. City election officials say voters did approve Initiative 301 this week by a margin of just over 1,900 votes. The initiative directs police to treat enforcement of laws against the possession of those types of mushrooms as their lowest priority. However, it will remain illegal to buy or sell those mushrooms. And an Arizona poet has bought out the entire upper level of the Phoenix Mercury season opener, the Mercury having won three women NBA titles, WNBA titles, most recently in 2014, but only once have they ever sold out a game. Spoken word artist Christopher Owens is a big fan and recently bought 7,000 tickets for the May 31st season opener, and he'll be giving those tickets away. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.